Hello again. So, I guess we have hit part three of my Lenten denial series. I had another close call today, but still no coming. So far, so good. I was thinking a little bit today about, excuse my sniffles, by the way. When I was in my late teens, which is a long time ago now, I was on chat rooms, and I met, a group of three people, two men and a woman that were all in a relationship. And at that time, that was the first time I'd ever heard of any sort of a polyamorous relationship. Two of them lived together, one of them lived rather far away, but they kept in touch online and they would make trips to see each other. And I got to know these people relatively well as one could when I was that young and in the relatively early days of the internet. And we would obviously get flirty and a little bit more than flirty. And they used to tease me that they wanted me to come down and live with them and join their little family, and that they would keep me as a pet. And that was probably the first time that I ever had a fantasy of being kept, being a pet like that. And I didn't even think of it at the time in terms of identifying with a specific animal, a kitten or a puppy. Just being kept as a human pet. Just living with someone, and the whole of my responsibility would be to serve the people in the house, both domestically and romantically, sexually. And I forgot about it for a long time. Things happened in my life, and it wasn't until a long time later when I got back into the darker corners of the internet that I rediscovered that fantasy. And I linked it up in my brain with pet play. And it's kind of become one of my favorite fantasies. And I think it's one of those things where, well, I'm quite certain it's one of those things where the fantasy in my head is way better than the reality would be. In my head, we live in kind of a bubble, and my whole day is spent taking care of the house, taking care of myself, performing tasks, checking in, having everything ready and perfect for my owner, my master, my mistress, whoever it is that owns me in this particular fantasy. more specific fantasies involve kind of the cliche greeting them at the door after work on my knees in a collar and very little else. Or simply curling up on a couch and relaxing while they watch TV or read the paper and eat the dinner that I prepared for them. I don't often get far enough into pet play to want things like food dishes or litter boxes or a lot of the things that are often considered more humiliating aspects of pet play. But I'd be lying if I said on occasion the idea of eating from a dish on the floor at my owner's feet. Sometimes it has its appeal, depending on my mood. I think the more degrading aspects of it would be either not used at all or used purely for very extreme instances of punishment. I can't imagine how much of an impact it would make if I was forced to use a litter box for any period of time as a punishment for some sort of transgression. I'm certain that it would ensure my obedience for quite a long while afterwards. But I'm sure, as you can tell, I've put a lot of thought into these fantasies. Sort of the ideal dominant. It would be an exhausting role for almost anybody, I think, being that much in control. But the fantasy of it, being owned, being completely controlled. I love it so much. I wish it was something I could have. And of course, the other aspect, more traditionally sexual servitude, being there to serve with my mouth, my pussy, my hands, my ass, everything on display and offered up whenever they wanted it. The idea of just being commanded to stop whatever I was doing, bend over, and just being filled right there. With no warm-up, no foreplay, just taken for their pleasure whenever they wanted. And how sort of fulfilling it would be to be desired like that. Sometimes I think it would be even hotter to be told not to stop what I was doing. If I was doing dishes or making dinner, and heard a soft growl in my ear, not to stop. I felt my feet kicked apart. And his cock just slides in. Fast and hard. Like he'd been thinking about it all day. Not waiting for me to come, using me and filling me up in even just moments, and then leaving me to finish my task with that cum dripping down my pussy, down my leg, as a reminder being owned like that. And then at the end of the day, every night, climbing into bed, I don't even think I'd want a pillow. I'd just curl up, my arm around his waist, my head resting on his hip, or curled up at the foot of the bed. I could be content that way. Fuck. Oh, I want to know what it's like to surf like that. Oh, to be that sort of serving pet. Oh, God. I want it. Oh, I can tell these are gonna be a challenge in and of themselves, these rambles. Okay. Another ramble done. Another day passed, and another day closer to actually being able to come. I'll get there. Thank you for listening.